Well, it's that time. It's a Thursday. It's Hit the Target podcast, where we discuss all things PSL. Today is a special show. We've got a special guest. We've long. We've had so many podcasts. We've said it on this podcast. Utitela Nistolilin Lendot. Siyayidinga. We need him here on this podcast because this podcast is about passionate people. It's about passion. You know, once we see somebody passionate on social media, we try by all means. With me now, we've got the special guest whom I'm going to introduce to you right now. Josh, you are here. Back again. Welcome to PSL Hit the Target podcast.
Welcome. And welcome to all the listeners. They are in for a treat today.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be on the podcast and also hear from this passionate fan.
Yeah, we'll be discussing all things supporters. We've got one of the most passionate fans. We've seen him. We've seen his videos. He's been trending. We've got him here on studio today. Before I introduce my special guest, I'm just going to play this lovely clip.
Thank you, boys. Thank you, Coach Mangete. As Kaizer Chiefs supporters, we are happy today. As Kaizer Chiefs supporters, we promise to give you support all the way. We are happy about today's results. You are playing very, very well. You give us beautiful football and goals. It's just what we want. We're not asking more. All we need is to be happy in the end of the game.
All we need is to be happy at the end of the day. We've got, of course, you know that voice, Umen B, chairperson of East London branch. Umen B, unjani mfowethu?
All right, unjani?
Hi, all good, man. It's a pleasure. It's an honor, actually, to have you here. Yazi kade sasikufuna
endoda. Hey, why have been ngayazi?
Should be ngazi sifika indaba. Kade sasimemezela la kule podcast. Ithe sifuna Umen B ayifike le ndoda. So, siyayizwa la clip, ithi, we want to be happy at the end of the day. We want goals. We want beautiful football. As the Kaizer Chiefs supporter, right now, Galo Thursday, after 3 wins in a row, are you happy?
Very, very happy, my brother. Very, very happy.
So, what's your comment, though, about a situation, we Chiefs, right now? You know, they've been on and off, Chiefs. We saw them losing 4-0 against the Sundowns, losing against the Cape Town City, winning a couple of games. Now, semi-final, MTN 8, second leg, AmaZulu. Nje, ubona ngathi iqale kanjani nje season as a fan?
Yeah, let me say that as supporters, we don't want to give the coaches a chance.
Yeah.
We always want to get results.
Yes.
We always crying about the old players in the team. When this guy came in, he removed all of them. He bring the youth, the youngsters. But we have to give him a chance to combine them.
Yeah.
Because some of them, they are new players from other teams.
Yeah.
But you know, end of the game, when you face Pirates supporters, they are laughing at you. When you trace Sundown supporters, they're like, hey, you decide you forgot about what you see in your team.
Yeah.
What the changes you see. You start to, hey, end of the game, we won 3 points.
Yeah.
But when you sit down and you alone, you know what that guy doing.
Yeah.
If you can see Atazwane's work,
yeah,
it's 100%. We see Kaizer Chiefs. We see the old Kaizer Chiefs now.
Mm.
But we panic because
of the pressure
from other fans.
So, Josh, I like what Umen B is saying, actually, you know, that sometimes in football you find that the coach is building, you know. There's young players coming in, players from different teams are coming in, you know, after 8 games. We then start to panic because we've lost a game and Pirates fans are laughing, Sundowns fans are laughing. You know, you've experienced it, you're a fan yourself.
Mm.
You find that maybe Arteta's building, yeah, your Man United are on your backs. How important is it to, as a supporter, to give a coach time and trust the process?
Look, we saw it in the last fixture. There was a mistake and it led to a goal.
Yeah.
And before maybe even the fans got behind the player, who got behind? Ngobo.
Yeah, it was Dolly and Uhlanti. We both saw them showing leadership. Maya Gublom, after this mistake, and say, chin up, boy, uzoba right.
Yes. You know,
so that support.
So the support is coming from inside first.
Yeah.
The players are supporting each other. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
Secondly, we've got one of the biggest supporters in the studio with us.
Yeah.
Get behind your players. As long as you're getting behind the players, they will be encouraged to keep playing the same way that the coach wants to play firstly, and then they can continue to move forward with that. If you make a mistake, it's football. Everyone's going to make a mistake, but the fans need to get behind. You can see that there is something that is brewing at Kaizer Chiefs, and it looks good. Get behind them.
Get behind them is what we're saying. So, Men B, you are, of course, chairperson with East London branch, which is one of the biggest branches like South Africa. It's one of the branches as Chiefs is born as Hamba in. So there are people, there's a guy from Mzimkulu here in KZN, ngifonele buza ukuthi bethi bafuna ukuqala ibranch. So bengibuza ukuthi kwenziwa njani uma ufuna ukuqala ibranch. And I was like, hey, mina akanginawo ama details, angikaze ngaba kwibranch. Isikhathi esiningi nje I'm one person, mekune game ngizihambele ngibuka igame ngithini. But wena, now that you kwibranch, if abantu bethi baqala ibranch, what is the first step ekumele basithathe mebezoqala le branch labo, and what are ama advantages nje wokuba ne branch and nama challenges nje abakhona ebranchini?
Yeah, brand, you know, if ufuna uqala ibranch, it's not just to start a branch.
Yeah.
First of all, ufuna ukuyazi ba what you want.
Yeah.
What you love, because some of the people aba supporter iKaizer Chiefs okanye ezinye team, when the team is not doing well,
they
are reversed. You see, abanxibe nezikipa abathini, funeka uyazi before uyongena kwe branch uyazi uyayiphila lanto.
Yeah.
When the supporters sit down, when we asikhulisa as a branch member,
yeah,
akunyanzelekanga ba ube kanti we are a chairperson of the branch. As a branch member, you have to talk to the people. Yeah, that's why it's city thina. Nobaya winner, nobaya baya loser, siyamba nabo.
Yes.
The Kaizer Chiefs. Kutwa love and peace.
Yeah.
Nobagunzani, because alipeli moya.
Yeah.
We can lose the matches by 5 in the row, but each and every day, you see, I'm traveling every day.
Yeah.
I'm booking my tickets in the loser today, and the booking ticket for the next match. And they didn't know Kaizer Chiefs is not bringing the cards, what, because they're a pillar inside my heart, Kaizer Chiefs.
Mm. Yeah. So before anything, funakbe, into wena o pillar, ungathi ay sesiwe branch siwile sesithina ihambi
kanjalo. Yeah, I branch is a function. Check out East London branch.
Yeah.
Before usiye kwi COVID, besitopi singathi singathatha league, Sundowns ayithatha ukuthi abantu ba disappointed. But check out event esizenzileyo. Ngexesha le COVID zonke province bezitravelisha siye East London. Sisenza uma anniversary, sisenza soccer tournaments. And sikhulisa i-team yethu
i-branch.
Sibonakalisa because Chiefs siyathanda noba sekusithwa ke because of COVID we are not going to the stadiums, but we collect all the supporters and when they want si preach the spirit of Kaizer Chiefs.
Spirit of Kaizer Chiefs.
Yeah.
So okay, Menpi, you obviously talk about fans from other provinces traveling to East London. You talk about maybe East London branch njengamanje maybe nama members amangapi nje if nje unga estimate.
The last time I check, I remember said to, I think there's a go 400. But again, Goku, as active as the sequester spirit, because Abanya Band, when you are doing it, the right. Yo, funu join, about like excitement, yeah, like us.
Yeah.
Okay, you can book a little, you can travel, you can go to a state, you can go to a tavern, you can go to a corner, and you can watch. Abantu babone ni celebrate akumandi papa funa join, but once the team engage kakuhle bahlale ezindlini but bazimember nje ezikwi good standing but ezingabonakaliyo, but ngabi sephako ko 400
yo
members.
So, Josh, Men B obviously talk about the branch having about 400 members. He says though sometimes you'd find that there are members, if you're doing something good, just because they're seeing people, they just want to go with the wave, you know. They'll want to join in for that period of time, but they fail to maintain that consistency, which is something that's happening everywhere, you know. even in church, you know, when you're like nitlangene, it's
when
all
things
nice.
Are all good
when
and
things
nice,
are all
yeah.
good, but when it's time for consistencies and things like that, people tend to disappear. That's what Umenbi is saying right now.
Look, I mean, as a fan, it's difficult when your team is going through a tough patch.
Mm.
But if you, I would like to actually ask Manby, if there are those fans out there, first and foremost, before we carry on, if they want to come through to East London, it's the biggest branch.
Yeah.
You'd want to come through to East London. If you are there by any chance, what places do you guys go to?
Yeah. In East London.
Yeah.
Yeah, like for Amar Fenwatch in Indus Ganjar.
It's a lot of places in East London. There are a lot of big places. Can I mention the names?
Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, we have a club like, Jeff's place, Fana's place. It's the biggest place. But sometimes we do that, the fan don't see me again, big screen on the open space. We bring I'm a camp share.
So when you say open space, maybe, are you talking about Umuz Womundu or maybe like a bag?
Park.
Sure, maybe you learn a lap and then watch
again, big screen.
Sure.
Business for one game, we franchises around it, franchises around East London branch, even seeing Vito Sundowns and Pirates. Because East London is the first branch in East London. So I'm going to sell Orlando Pirates, so I'm going to buy branch, so I'm going to Sundowns, so I'm going to buy branch. Bonge Bapuma under East London branch.
Sure, that's interesting, man. Wait, as Kaizer Chiefs supporters, not actually na Puma, na yo Vusama branch, no Pirates, no Sundowns.
And that thing, a fight between the supporters, Sakala East London, Ubabi is a Salepan City, guys, this is the football.
Yeah.
The players, Chiefs and Pirates, after game, they go and drink together. Tina, we are fighting here.
Yeah.
If you can go to East London, all of them, they call me Chairperson. Sundowns, the Pirates said they call me Chairperson. If you can check on my Facebook, everyone call me Chairperson because I unite even at the supporters. The
supporters.
Yeah.
So you're not just a KZ Chiefs supporter, but you are a Chairperson for football.
They call me Chairperson, all of them, Sundowns, Pirates.
But now, Menby, what I want to ask you, Josh, you know, everywhere when you spoke about having that nice fan park in Nyobuga Lapa, how do you then control, like, security measures? How do you then control the crowd? How do you make sure with the Konaband, because you know Abandu Bachandu Tatama Chance, Bezosaka, if I can put it like that, Mundu, Unmazi, Utagabugeling, Shonepola Lel, but you find that person there, Pagi, just coming for drinks and things like that.
You know, that is a good thing. When we are going there, my city is a club, and she said, guys, let's collect 30 rand per person. Just for you, Bri.
Yeah.
I know in my side I'll put 1,000 rand to buy more meat who accommodate those people because we want them.
Also, who gets chased away?
No. When we are doing these things, we put more money to accommodate those who are. Even I can send someone to the butcher to buy it. Inside Zenkomo, yes, and Togo Zenzi were for everyone. So we're now who could pay 30 rand. They are going to be jealous, Mumdonga Mazio, because we are born, everything is here.
It's here. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, actually, speaking of that, there was one of the fans that came out recently, and we saw that you helped him through his medical bills.
Yeah, his name was Unatio. We saw that on Facebook saying, he was saying thank you so much to Umen B. He's got a picture of you saying you paid for my medical bills. Take us through that story if you are comfortable enough.
Okay, no, it's fine. I saw this piece of paper. I don't know that paper. It's not a delete dispatch. I just check. I tried to find out who is this guy.
Yeah.
No one gave me direction. Okay, I keep quiet. One day I saw other ladies Facebook.
Yeah.
She was talking about this guy need this operation and what, you see?
Yeah.
I inboxed this lady, said, give me the details of the guy. I asked the guy, how much is your surgery thing? He was talking about
operation.
Operation. He was talking about 17K and what. I said, give me doctor's number. I called doctor. Doctor said, hey, this guy is giving me a hard time. So I discounted his money up to 8,000. So I transferred the money to the guy to to fix
to until to daughter. Yeah. So imagine, whilst you continue with the story, you saw a story on a newspaper, and then you were traced or mthola lo muntu awumazi wena lo muntu.
No, you see, ubuso bakhe bebu family because I know supporters.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah,
when you go around the stadium, you notice faces, you see.
So you only saw a familiar face. It's not to say it's somebody obumazi in and out. It's
a
somebody,
random person.
Yeah.
No. Yo, I took a cool. I'm being a mass part in the checkers and the silver. What do I not defend the Akolumfan? Then I'm a mass too.
Sure, and then we'll keep 8,000 rand from Kokel.
I paid 10,000, so I told him 2,000 is going to spend for grocery.
That is such an amazing story, Menbe. Wow. No, congratulations on that, Menbe. Well done. It says a lot about you as a person. It says a lot about your branch, too. That is an absolutely amazing story. You just saw something online, Josh, and then you were traced or landed and you paid the doctor, you know.
Yeah, I take my hat off to you. That's an amazing thing to have a camaraderie amongst fans like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of that kind of camaraderie, for me personally, I know in 2017 there was a tragic disaster at the stadium a couple of years ago. I believe it was FNB.
Yeah.
Following year 2018, I was actually personally unfootball related. I was at the Global Citizen concert.
Yeah.
There was a bit of a stampede there. Scary experience. Scary experience. Uh-huh. People running around not knowing which direction to go. And then this year, I believe, there was also a bit of a situation down in the Western Cape. I saw some videos, again, showing the character that you have, Menbe, helping out, making sure, assisting some of the security guards as well. When it comes to that kind of thing, is it purely based on you being that presence there at the stadium all the time? Or take us through how your experience was there at the stadium.
Let me talk about this thing of Stellenbosch match against Kaizer Chiefs on the first leg of MTN 8. The people were coming in numbers in the gate.
Mm.
The cops, they locked the gate. They leave the gate.
Sure.
You see, the match is about to start inside.
Mm.
I don't know, I was waiting for someone standing there.
So the police locked the gate.
And leave.
Sure.
You see, the people, they tried to break the gate. The gate.
Mm.
Hey, they tried to go in.
To force their way inside.
To force their way inside. Hey, I go to the security. I say, hey, guys, open that gate because these people are going to die.
Mm.
Two guys, I have two guys there.
So imagine, these are people with tickets for Utmangeni.
They got tickets. They got tickets. But this guy, they want to use one cage.
Because
when you go there, before you enter that area of the stadium, you show the ticket.
Yeah.
If
you
are four in the car, you show the ticket. Four tickets, they allow you to go inside.
So everyone who was there,
they got ticket in the hand.
Yeah.
Even there were a lot of tickets were not cut. The full tickets inside because they were going with their tickets.
Yeah.
These people. I go to the security, I said, open the gate because we're going to lose a lot of life here.
Yeah.
They go in.
Sure.
Inside, when Kune saved that, what was happening? Or when Kaizer Chiefs equalized to Stellenbosch.
Yeah.
People, they go inside.
They're grounding.
Mm. I decided to go and talk to them. Some of them, they listen to me. I said, guys, go back. I heard.
Yeah.
When I want to go out of the stadium, the police came to me, please, man, don't go. Because these people, they listen to you. Just stand inside and talk to them. I tried to manage. But the stadium was...
Managed.
The fence was... The quality was poor. I don't know. And the security was not tight on that game.
Sure, I know. Siyabuzwa ke Menbe, talking about... the pitch invasion and things like that. It's one of the questions I've been asking. As a chairperson, we've seen some fans. I remember when I'm a bit of the Chiefs, I think with the Super Sport, one of the fans was in a ground in Washayu Refringe Vuvuzela. It was a case of Chiefs fan. It was against Arrows, actually. And we saw against when Steve Compella was resigning, we saw fans being in a ground in Bekashilama cameras and all of that. And faces were identified. So I know you said you like a welcoming situation. I'm a fan. Ngishona banga kukanga ukuthi basondele. But I want to ask you, if ubonakala umlandeli webranch yakho omaziyo engene egroundini eshayo referee, eziphi izinyathelo as a branch enizithathayo nini?
Umlandeli onotsi bayicingo wangena ngaphakathi. Noba uya eplayeni, noba uya ku referee. Ukususpendwa ebranchini. Suspension clean leg.
I go please.
There's a different blend of brand. Ukwe fans.
Yeah.
Those who are wearing that things, kutwa into isambato.
Yeah.
See fans, they support us. Supporters belong to branches. Those who support the team, noba yakiwa, noba kwenze kantoni. Because the fans, the team ya losers, buyumva.
Yeah.
Particularly winners, ya pambili. So there is a difference between supporters and the fans. The fans is enza nandoni.
When a whip.
Support.
Okay.
Support. So a branch member is supporter leyo.
Yeah.
Support the Kaizer Chiefs. Kumnyama, kumhlophe. So once banga jamba ayongena ebaleni atache player. Ngoba ngu referee is suspension leyo e branchini. Abanokwazi ke umsuspenda kwa Kaizer Chiefs ngoba bazokwazi umbone stadium yabo pathe branchini singamkhupha ozihambela indlela yakhe.
Angasahambi nebranch.
Totally wrong lonto leyo. Leyo yoba ungatsiba no throwa izinto. No. Ubuya lila ngaphakathi. Ushoutise but don't do izinto zaba physical.
Yeah. Okay, I understand that NBA and I know you're a person that doesn't like hook suspend abantu and all of that. You want your branch to have as many disciplined members as possible. So if now I want to be part of a branch, kunemali engikhokhayo monthly or ngikhokha only mekuthiwa mhlawumbe kunesoweto derby kuyadlalwa FNB khokha imali engaka, kuyadlalwa Moses Mabhida khokha imali engaka. So ithini into yama-payments? Khona izimali engizikhokhayo ukuthi ibranch ibe nama-funds?
It's not a force, but if you want to do your thing.
Yeah.
It's not a branch. Yeah. It's not a joining fee. Just a joining fee.
Yeah.
It's a monthly fee at 30 rand every month.
The joining fee email in New York.
It's 50 rand.
Okay.
For Unyak.
Unyak.
Pindu renew is a community. It's 30 rand every month. Yeah. The Mali, let's say, is a stationary to Windows, but it was a branch.
Yeah.
Because Google members of Nazi Kangelo, phone, Nazika, Yonke Lando.
Yes.
And the Mali, it's a quasi Kabuko Londo in like in a clash of the COVID. Sikwazile basi kukho abantu abangasebenziyo esi-identify i-branch members ezisokolayo ezingathathi ntweni kumakokwazi.
Yeah.
We bought the food parcels.
Okay.
We give those people. We go to the school, one of the school besingenela kuyo i-meeting. Sacela utishara asitshekishele abantwana abangathathi ntweni. We bought the food parcel. Bahambe babiza abazali babo bazothatha bakwazi ukutya during that time ye-COVID bekunzima. Abanye sikwazi ukuchekisha izihlangu, banazo izihlangu, sifike kusini esikolweni nje, singatsho uba sizothini. Ubona umntu anezihlangu zakhe, ubhala igama. So sithenge loo namba yezihlangu, sihambe siyobanika.
Yho, okay.
So siyakwazi ukuyisebenzisa kwezo nto.
Ya,
eshiyekileyo siyakwazi ukuzenzela ke xa sivala unyaka, sizenze ze big event ye-end ye-function. Abantu bakwazi uyitya laa mali.
Hayi, nami ndiyongimema lapho.
Amoso kwe-party join.
Bengizothola nje invite ukuthi hayi ndoda sesiyayenza le braai siyafika la. Probably hopefully Chiefs izobe seyiwine ne-league by then, or izobe seyiwine ne-cup by then. I want to ask you this, MNB. What are your expectations in Kaizer Chiefs this season? I know you said uzwane usabuild akukhona ama players amasha kusakhona ini, but when I you know we expect her. So ngisenza kubuza i wish, but nje sengifuna i realistic expectation nge manje ukuthi ngokubona kwami ngokwendlela izinto zihamba ngayo ngokuthenda kwami imidlalo ngicanti sizofika la ngicanti kwama cup sokwenza nje yeyiphi nje expectation yakho.
Unobuzwa ibuzwa le question sendiyiphendule le wish. First of all, ubuzwana ngasiphathele MTN 8. We can give him a chance to build. Ohlobo afuna ngalo. Because we need something.
Yeah.
No, from Steve Kompela singafumani niks until now.
Yeah.
It's a big gap.
Okay.
If we angasibizela angasiphathela nje iMTN 8. aqhube apha build team yakhe until season noba yingapha bamnike yona kwa Kaizer Chiefs asinike team ezaba right because we need a good team. Mm. Noba ke kwiliga ngasiye kanje sikwazi uphinde siye Africa noba ku second position.
Yeah.
Uba ukwazi la ithatha siyazi but ubanga siphathela le MTN 8 singa relate.
Yeah, so Josh Manby makes a very good point. Actually, you spoke about Ateta and him getting a chance.
Mm.
He's saying Uzwane can buy himself time to build if he can win the MTN 8 because he would have brought silver. And that is exactly the same thing with Ateta and I, with your beloved Arsenal, that he won the FA Cup and he bought himself time to build. You know, he says it's nice to build when you've got something like a silverware, even if it's a small
credit in the bank.
Exactly, you know. So how important is it for Zwane to win this MTN 8?
Oh, I feel the pressure, like we're saying, the fans need to get behind their manager, the team. The pressure that comes if you don't win the MTN 8, that's what then comes into consideration. I feel like the board personally, they back him.
Yeah.
The board backs him. The players seem to, it seems to be coming together under him. But the MTN 8 puts so much credit in the bank for him if he gets that trophy. The fans will then, they'll always be a skeptical one.
Nothing,
no pitch invasions, no untoward behavior.
Yeah.
Yes, there's always that skeptical fan.
Yeah,
it's just an MTN 8.
Yeah.
But in this country, 8 million rand is a lot of money.
Mm.
It goes a long way in the for the team, as well as silverware backing the trophy cabinets. The latest one, obviously, it will be. It's important. I know it will be in the home away from home, in my opinion, at Moses Mabhida Stadium. I'm a Zulu. It'll be a difficult feat. They've got a new manager at the moment. But the MTN 8 puts a lot of credits in the bank for Zwane.
Yeah, I also think so. I think if he can win the MTN 8, he will buy himself time, you know. It's nice just to move that trophy drought and end all of that, like Umenbi is saying. Then you can start building towards the league. There's no pressure on winning the league. There's no pressure also on winning MTN 8. But what Umenbi is trying to say is that it will be much easier for him to get a lot of fans behind him. Because if he doesn't win the MTN 8, two games in a row, to achieve Seattle, then we start seeing bottles being thrown on the ground. We start seeing those Mangete must go hashtags. We start seeing things like that. You know, Manby, just before I let you go, last questions. What are the main challenges ngokuba uchairperson we branch? You know, like from the top of my head, isn't it sort of Shilo? I know it's hard to do. Even government, that's what they're struggling with. What ends the lint is for everyone is into status cut. You know, like with Opisa and Gatulo, I'm thinking my challenge or the biggest challenge is Obanayo right now after you shared your stories. Uzowenza loko, abanye basale ngala, but Tina Manby, when are you coming to us? How much of a challenge is that?
Hey, a big challenge, bro. Because you help Ngap, at abanye kuketo abantu abathile. Hanga jong situation by fun.
Mm.
For example, kufika in New Jersey, consolum kutale lbi branch itu.
Ibe na
majina. Kuhonke umtu, maibe ngu msekelu. Ale yonunga ba New Jersey, ye Kaizer Chiefs. Ufumase kubo koba noba strike to shayo, serious.
Ebanga la 40 Jersey.
Aka ratin bandisa uchando oni late.
Mm.
It is something, uza uchando oni.
Yeah.
Kore lunch yake. So sometimes I decided to buy for those, but hey, it's a lot of talks.
Mm.
He's buying people. What you see? Mm. We are turning around because we have about 10. What in your own land? Okay, you guys will need to hang up like Lendo. You don't follow the state and I.
Yeah.
If money message, phone in your. Yo, upisa nge mali nje, and you need the mali for into it. And it was born into it.
Yeah.
So Bab Shungu Party is the leader. I was going to be a
Mm.
Even if many challenges, we ex-leaders, because the branch must zange kalwe nguwe.
Yes.
Yakala wangen. Even those ends are always different. Ngokubona uba ijelasi ngaphaya because ngoku zange zibekho. Uzifumane ezo comment uzazifumana ebantwini bakuthiwa ngamagama wakho. But as a leader, funeka uye phambili. Ngakumbi uyithanda le nto. And kunyanzelekile ke ngokuba uhombe kuwe kakhulu ube ngumsekelo uzenze just uba ubapusha ubabona yenziwa le nto. Akho lula kakhulu uba ngu-branch chairperson. Akho lula tu difficult.
So you spoke about chairperson abadala the ex-leaders. So do you like vote for Uchepesin, or how is Uchepesin elected?
Yeah, I have voted for Uchepesin.
So after mhlambe iminyaka mingapi?
Term iphela after 3 years.
Okay.
But ke ngoku kuthi kusiwa kwi-election bekusithi hayi obvious uyaqhuba because namandla neminyaka mingapi ngoku.
Mm.
Abafuni noba ndihle beke ndababhalela neletter ndifuna uresigna because ndibhizi kakhulu. Zinto zam personally but no.
Siyakudinga.
Hlala for now. If ungasuka le branch ngaphela. Yeah. And ke ngoku kukhala ne branches outside, omaRhawutini, eDurban natsika. Kuthiwe no. If you go Eastern and branch iphelile. So sukhawuleza usuke apho. So kushumaka ba wena ufike waphatha njani phangaphambili. But yona item ngu 3 years as uchairperson we branch. Xa kuphinda kuyiwa kwenye elections uba ubethiwe.
I know, I understand. I mean, it's jealousy is something that's always going to be there, everywhere. Josh, what are your final words to Menbe?
Look, the story that you shared today, take my hat off to you. Appreciate. And it's nice to be in the presence of someone who actually lives, breathes, eats love and peace.
Menbe also, there are some stories that I didn't know about you and Yizithole, on this podcast. You are a true gentleman. You are a true supporter, like you said. Keep it up. I hope there'll be more supporters like you. And thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure. We just be now and you get to hear, the challenges that my supporters go through, get to understand what a branch is about, you know, the advantages of being in a branch and things like that. Thank you so much, my brother.
Thank you, brother.